Case number 9910, Irma and William Prettyman Jr., southwest of Road 254, 2,309 feet southeast of Road 255. This is a variance to permit decks, porches, etc. on campers. Gentlemen, this is one of the campsites that has encroached into the 6-inch, if you remember, 6-inch high deck that they're allowed to have in campgrounds only. Now it is going beyond that in all the campground, in a specific campground. So what they've done is they're asking you to consider to be at the level of the camper, the deck, since they're all there right now. Okay, so if you look through your paperwork, you'll see how many campers there are and how many sites there are that are in this violation. And the inspectors went out there, and they and the assessment department, and we got every single one of them. So here's a typical. The largest will be, and we took a typical for you so you can see what it looks like. State your full name.
I'm Bill Prettyman, 25165 Prettyman Road. My wife, Irma.
All right. State your full name and address.
Irma M. Prettyman, 25165 Prettyman Road, Georgetown, Delaware.
Sir.
Back here. You weren't watching until all night, were you?
Long, because I can half hear.
Okay.
What do you need?
I want you to put your hand there. Ma'am, put your hand there.
Yeah.
Now listen to me. Do you swear the testimony you're about to give to be true and correct, the best of your knowledge?
Yes, I do.
You?
Yes.
All right, fine. Good.
Same level as the house.
Okay, we're here for a variance to permit decks and porches and so on on trailers at Homestead Camping, 25165 Prettyman Road. Mrs. Isaacs and her brother James was at their place for practically a day, and we showed them around. They did a lot of checking, taking pictures and so forth. And as far as they could say, everything looked pretty good. So we come to this variance to see what happens here. If there's any questions, I'll be glad to have answer them for you.
We sent the inspectors out there, gentlemen, to get every single lot so that there's you can see that every single lot has been checked. Mm-hmm. They're only allowed 8x8 sheds. That's typical of a campsite. They've adhered to everything but the porches, and of course we've done this in Tall Pines. Mm-hmm. Tall Pines, if you remember, we had that same situation there. So what we're trying to do is we're trying to get these parks legal. Okay.
So is the park already there, or do we want to add a deck to that?
No. This is what it looks like now. In other words, this is the deck. See it here? Okay, that's the biggest one there is. We had to take the biggest one there is there so that you can consider that variance. And that's what's showing right here, what you're considering, 310 square feet.
They're not going to add a deck to that?
No.
Okay, is that
no,
right?
No, that's a typical. That's there.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Okay. Right there to allow those.
That's yeah, they know. That's idea what it looks like.
They're looking they know for a blanket variance for all of them.
Okay. Yeah.
How many violations actually existed? Did anybody count?
Oh, I'd have to count all these, but there was an awful lot of them. An awful lot. I mean, you're talking about in the 80s, 90s.
Are they all different variances, or are they all similar?
Similar. They're all similar. We took the worst scenario for you, and which would be 310 square feet, and the being up to the floor level. It's the only way you can say it.
May I just add something?
Yes, sir. Please do.
Many years ago, when we first started, we had porches that were put on trailers that were made out of lump wood. Well, this went on for a number of years, and then the county got together and they said, you know, you cannot have wood porches. And a lot of campgrounds at that time had them. So we had a meeting with them here, and it went on for several hours, and finally, I just got up and said, we've got a lot of these porches that have just been put on, the people put money into them, can I leave my porches on until they leave? And they thought about it, and they let me know in a letter that was fine. So they had the numbers, the lot numbers of all the porches that I had. At this time, we don't have any porches. They said at that time, we could have to go to manufactured porches, which was aluminum, aluminum roofs, and things like that. That's why we're so violently wrong here, which we didn't even know because we figured it was okay. And the county has seen them many, many, many times. So really, that's where I am now. And you can take it from there. I don't know what else I could tell you on it. I didn't do anything unwillingly, you know, like defying somebody because they said, do it, we did it. And the people that put the porches on, I got brochures here, are registered with the county here that the snow load, the construction and all that was okay. That's about as much as I can tell you.
Well, thank you, Mr. Bergman.
If you like to have these, you can have them.
I don't think that we need them.
We don't need those.
We don't need them.
Oh, okay, fine. All right.
For future.
Well, I need to
be. I want to order a porch.
Thank you.
I wouldn't like to be back in rent with you.
Okay, are there any further questions from members of the board? Mr. McCabe? Mr. Bergman? Mr. Hudson? Mr. McCabe? I mean, Mr. Mills. What did I? He didn't get his attention. Okay, hearing them. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Can I make a motion to take this case under advisement?
Second. You have a motion by Mr. Workman and a second by Mr. Hudson, that we take case number 9910 under advisement. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Sir, ma'am, your
Thank
case
you.
Has been taken under advisement. There may be a decision made here later on this evening. You could stay if you would like, or you may call the office first thing in the morning.
Thank you very much.
Yes, indeed.